to the Internet Monthly podcast, a podcast featuring 20 or so short articles of internet-related news and views, tips and tricks, and a regular search engine of the month feature. This podcast is sponsored by Zen Internet. For more information on this month's edition and a list of links for each story, please visit richardfarrer.com. Climate for Change. Businesses want reliability and top-class support from their ISP, and 72% say they would change provider if their internet connection became unreliable. The figure emerged in research carried out by Shape the Future Limited on behalf of Zen Internet. Over 1,000 small medium enterprises, SMEs, were surveyed for the report. Newbie Net Guide. If you're new to the net or still finding your way around its quirks and foibles, Aberdeen University's impressively named Directorate of Information Systems and Services has one of the most comprehensive information packs online and easily available to anybody. It has answers to very basic questions. How do I create my first web page? And even, what is the World Wide Web? As well as detailed guides to understanding and using PHP and MySQL. Check out abdn.ac.uk/webpack. Twitter tips. Many small business owners create Twitter accounts solely for marketing their businesses. However, once they're signed up at the popular social media site, they wonder, what do I Twitter about? How do I market my business with this tool? Online business coach Donna Gunter shares her top 10 strategies for first-time users wanting to market their goods and services with the help of Twitter. Read more at site-reference.com. Social media at work. Should employees be using social media in the workplace? There are obvious reasons why they shouldn't, but there are easily overlooked benefits as well. IT managers and employees surveyed about their internet and social media habits at work revealed that almost 80% used Facebook, LinkedIn, or YouTube at work for business reasons. Many cited professional networking, research, and learning about industry colleagues as their prime motivations, although most admitted they also visited social media sites during working hours for personal reasons. Read more at webpronews.com/topnews. The social media election. Whether you want to use social media to launch a business, promote a cause, or elect a president, this year the answer seems to be yes, you can. Business Week says the 2008 contest for the White House should go down in history as the first social media election because sites like YouTube, Facebook, and MySpace played an unprecedented role in determining the outcome, especially compared to 2004, when most social networks were just getting off the ground. YouTube, for example, wasn't even founded until the following year, while MySpace and Facebook had only a fraction of the traffic they have now. Many voters use social networks to celebrate the voting process, taking pictures of themselves voting and using their camera phones to upload the snaps to their profiles. They sent each other Obama and McCain buttons, wrote extensively about their favourite candidates on their own pages, and left comments on the pages of others. Enthusiasts could post comments everywhere from third-party blogs to candidates' pages. They could tweet on Twitter and find common interests with like-minded voters on micro-social networks like mybarackobama.com. Facebook's Chris Kelly said peer-to-peer contact actually drove voter turnout, and by 10:30 on election night, the number of confirmed Facebook voters reached 4.9 million. For more details, see businessweek.com/technology. British Search Challenger. A huge global grid for computers is being used by two technology companies in the UK in a new search engine project. The grid was designed to analyse the data that the Large Hadron Collider generated when the world's biggest scientific experiment was launched earlier this year. But it is now providing an opportunity for technologists in the UK with Cambridgeshire companies Immense Limited and Ilexia utilising its data in a joint venture named Camtology. The firms say they hope to become a new force in the search engine market, with the particular aim of rivaling Google and other major search engines in image searching. Read more at www.scitech.ac.uk. Online TV on demand. Project Kangaroo, which will offer TV catch-up from the BBC after the 7-day iPlayer window, Channel 4 and ITV, is set to launch in the new year. The online TV joint venture is planning to start testing the on-demand media player this month. A spokesman for the project confirmed that alpha testing will begin in December and a closed beta trial will follow in January. For more information, see news.zdnet.co.uk/communications. YouTube goes to Hollywood. Talks are in progress that could mean Google-owned YouTube will begin offering full-length Hollywood feature films for online viewing by Christmas. It depends if arguments about advertising formats can be resolved and Google can get enough ads into streaming movies to make them profitable. Read more at news.cnet.com. Teenage hackers. Computer security professionals say an alarming number of teenagers and children as young as 11 years old are showing an interest in cybercrime after getting their start searching for cheat codes for their favourite video games. The youngsters are popping up in communities and forums where criminals swap stolen credit card information or other stolen data. I see kids of 11 and 12 sharing credit card details and asking for hacks, said Chris Boyd, director of malware research at FaceTime Security. Some also look for exploits and virus code that can be run against the social networking sites that are popular with many young people. The good news is that most of these would-be criminals aren't terribly sophisticated or try to get credit for their exploits, and hence are likely to get caught. They are obsessed with making videos of what they are doing, said Boyd. Read more at news.bbc.co.uk. Hot 100. Library House, a Massachusetts-based research firm, has just published the MediaTek 100, its list of the 100 hottest private media technology companies in Europe. The companies were selected by a panel of investors and technology experts. The top 10 include several UK enterprises, Flirtomatic.com, a messaging platform, Mooprint, Moo.com, a printing company producing a variety of products based on users' photographs, Where Are You Now, WAYN.com, a social networking community for contacts between travellers, King.com, a gaming site where players compete against opponents from around the world, Playfish.com, which develops and publishes games for integration into social networks, and Plastic Logic, PlasticLogic.com, developers of a low-power flexible display unit. Check out librarycouse.net/publications. Window shopping. Amazon has launched windowshop.com, a window shopping interface that you can zoom around using the spacebar and arrow keys. It's faster to negotiate than most sites that present image galleries of one kind and another, and Amazon's wall display fairly whips across the screen when dragged around using the mouse. Clicking on an image or using the spacebar zoom results in a preview of the pictured album, film or book and launches a voiceover review or music sample. See for yourself at windowshop.com. Link Collectives. Shrink to One is a free web service that allows you to convert multiple URLs into one. It's a convenient way of sending a list of links by email or via IMS, especially if the URLs are very long or complicated. To use the service, visit the Shrink to One site, add the different links of the web pages you want to share, give your collection a title, and then just click to shrink. The instant service will provide you with a link to a new web page that includes all the site addresses you've listed, along with a thumbnail preview image from each destination. Check out shrinktoone.com. Acapella search for Apple. In perhaps the most intriguing rumour of the month, some of the net's chattering classes have been murmuring that Apple might be working on a Google bypass. Currently, a Google search field is integrated into Apple's Safari browser. Might the company be looking into its own search alternative? TechCrunch confirms that it has received reports that Apple is working on a search engine of some sort. But here's what we think is really going on, they say. Apple doesn't like the search experience on its mobile devices and may be building a radically different user experience that is much more visual. It will likely still be powered by Google results, but Apple may present it in a very different way that suits mobile users much better. Read more at TechCrunch.com. Ask Google. Google is hosting a series of town hall meetings at the company's Washington, D.C. office, starting with one about economic growth and the technology infrastructure needed to foster innovation. The first meeting is aimed at helping set the technology policy agenda for the incoming U.S. administration. Google says, "For the first time, we're encouraging folks to use Google Moderator, a new application that allows audiences to submit questions and vote on the ones they'd like to hear answered. If you have any queries for Google, here's your chance to ask them. Check out moderator.appspot.com. Vote on Google. Is Google guilty of gluttony, greed, envy, hubris, or any of the seven deadly sins, as well as failing to live up to its don't be evil motto? The jury is still out. When the argument was tabled at a recent Oxford Union-style debate in New York, the vote was an even 47% split for and against the proposition. The final decision on the issue has been turned over to online readers of the New York Times. You can have your say at bits.blogs.nytimes.com. Plug-in semantic search. Samanti has joined Gogimon and TigerLogic as the latest in a raft of software providers offering to augment search results from Google, Yahoo, and Microsoft with a browser add-on that adds intelligence. Samanti's free Samanti Find plugin has a key difference. It employs semantic search to help users refine their search results and lets them boost the ranking of the most relevant websites they find. The add-on, which installs a new toolbar on users' browsers, was originally designed for Google and expanded to cover Yahoo and Microsoft Search last month. Samanti's website provides a video demonstration of the tool using Google. Search results from Samanti Find appear at the top of the page with Google results underneath, illustrating the problem with traditional search engines that have difficulty with multiple possible meanings of search queries. Samanti Find shows how it does a better job of understanding users' intentions, partly by learning from crowdsourcing, the wisdom of the crowd. In short, says CEO Bruce Johnson, the searches you make with Samanti Find today will influence the searches someone else does tomorrow. Check out SamantiFind.com. Google OCR. Google is claiming that it has begun using OCR, Optical Character Recognition, to index scanned documents and include them in its search results, saying that if you scan a page of text and post it to the web, it will be treated as a page of text rather than an image. Examples of scanned pages appearing in search results are not easy to find, however. To have a chance of being indexed, scanned pages must be uploaded as PDFs, a page format that Google has been listing in search results alongside standard web pages for some time. This makes it difficult to distinguish between documents that have been scanned and are appearing in the index for the first time, and those saved in the Adobe format via InDesign and other desktop publishing software, some of which have been included in search results since 2005. Google's blog has more information at googleblog.blogspot.com. Search Engine of the Month. Tap2 is a new UK search engine designed specifically for mobile devices and mobile users. Content from searches, such as music videos, blog entries, or news stories, can be shared simply and quickly between users via text message. We believe mobile devices are super social devices, and social is at the core of everything we do, enabling consumers to not only find great entertainment super fast, but to be able to share it with their friends is proving very popular, said Lindsay Tucker, a director at Tap2, which is based in Cambridge. Check out tap2.com. Well, that's all for this month. Thanks for listening, and we hope you listen again next month.